Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of cryptocurrency news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Rafe First returns to the crypto company as chief strategy officer, backing Vision with Bitcoin investment into the company. Rafe First, one of the crypto company's original founders, has returned as chief strategy officer, investing Bitcoin into the company. With a background in AI and founding innovative companies, First's return signifies a focus on long-term innovation. CEO Ron Levy praises First's technical fluency and deep crypto insight. First, a World Series of Poker champion, will lead the company's crypto treasury strategy. His belief in the convergence of blockchain, crypto, and AI drives his commitment to TCC's mission. First's Bitcoin investment mirrors his initial support for the company in 2017, showcasing his confidence in TCC's future in the crypto industry.
Breaking the mold, BTCC's community manager talks to Benzinga about being one of the longest-serving crypto exchanges worldwide. Jeremy Falk, community manager at BTCC, spoke with Benzinga about the exchange's longevity in the crypto space. Founded in 2011, BTCC offers futures trading on over 300 cryptocurrencies and spot trading on more than 200. With a record of zero security incidents, BTCC has over 7 million registered users globally. The exchange's growth in the first quarter was driven by market volatility. Falk highlighted BTCC's focus on security and user experience as key drivers of its popularity. To celebrate its 14th anniversary, BTCC launched a trading contest and introduced reward badges for traders. These initiatives aim to engage users and provide insights for the next 14 years and beyond.
Crypto news breaks, exciting industry trends to take the stage at Traders Fair Hong Kong. Traders Fair Hong Kong is set to return on December 10, 2025 at the Carey Hotel Hong Kong by Shangri-La. Organized by iEvents, the fair will feature top brands and industry leaders, offering traders, investors, and fintech companies the chance to explore the latest trends. Against the backdrop of Victoria Harbor, attendees can network and gain insight into the future of trading. Traders Fair Hong Kong provides a platform for direct connections within the finance and trading community, expert advice, and updates on global and local markets. The event will include exhibitions, presentations, and networking opportunities throughout the day. For more information, visit tradersfair.com/Hong Kong.
Investor news breaks. Aegis Capital Corp. acts as co-placement agent and exclusive financial advisor in $500 million private placement for Volcan, NASDAQ VLCN. Aegis Capital Corp. recently served as co-placement agent and exclusive financial advisor in a $500 million private placement for Volcan, NASDAQ VLCN, a digital asset and power sports company soon to rebrand as Empiri Digital Inc. The offering saw significant participation from top crypto venture firms and institutional investors, launching the company's Bitcoin treasury strategy. Volcan plans to use over 95% of the proceeds to acquire BTC, partnering with Gemini for execution and custody services. This transaction underscores Aegis' leadership in digital finance deals. For more information, visit Aegis Capital Corporation's website at www.aegiscapcorp.com.
Crypto news breaks. Bitmine Immersion Technologies, Inc., American BMNR, closes $250 million private placement to launch Ethereum treasury strategy. Bitmine Immersion Technology has closed a $250 million private placement to launch its Ethereum treasury strategy. The funding, led by MoseYX and including Founders Fund, Pantera, Kraken, Galaxy Digital, and others, will be used to acquire ETH as Bitmine's primary treasury reserve asset. This move positions the company to engage in protocol-level activities such as staking and decentralized finance. Chairman Tom Lee and CEO Jonathan Bates aim to increase ETH held per share and generate shareholder returns through reflexive value gains and expanded ETH exposure. For more information, visit Bitmine's website at bitminetech.io.
U.S. House advances crypto bills after initial stalemate threatens progress. After a historic 9-hour delay, the U.S. House of Representatives advanced three major cryptocurrency bills, signaling progress in crypto regulation. Lawmakers, including Mara Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ Mara, are now better positioned to make strategic plans. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focused on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. With a seasoned team, BDC provides clients with unparalleled recognition and brand awareness, where breaking news and actionable information converge. Trump signs groundbreaking Genius Act, paving the way for stablecoins. U.S. President Donald Trump signed the Genius Act into law, setting regulations for stablecoins tied to real-world assets. Companies like BitFuFu Inc., NASDAQFU, stand to benefit from the newfound clarity in the crypto industry. The bill marks a significant milestone in digital finance, ushering in a new era, according to Trump. This move paves the way for stability and growth in the sector, providing a framework for the future of digital currencies in the U.S. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.